Hello and welcome to Spectrum Iran. Tonight's show is on the success story of nanotechnology in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Stay with us. Welcome back. Iran is an example of a country that has made considerable advances through education and training. Despite sanctions in almost all aspects of research during the past few decades, Iranian scientists and researchers have been producing cutting-edge science. One such field has been nanotechnology, with Iran having lifted itself to being among the leading nations in this important scientific field. Nanotechnology is the engineering of functional systems as the molecular scale, and it refers to the projected ability to construct items from the bottom up using techniques and tools being developed today to make complete and high performance products. Nano, as an emerging field of science and technology, has an immense impact on all industries and is promising to play a great role in human life. To showcase some of its accomplishments, Iran hosted the 6th International Nanotechnology Festival, dubbed Iran Nano 2013, which kicked off work on October the 5th. To talk about the recent festival and the broader picture of science of nanotechnology in Iran and the accomplishments made in this regard, we have the pleasure of being joined in the studio by a leading expert in the field, Dr. Ali Beitullahi, Iran Nano Forum Chairman and Director of the INIC International Relations and Collaboration Committee. INIC, standing for Iran Nanotechnology Initiative Council, has joined us in the studio. Dr. Beitullahi, thank you for taking part in our program, sir.
It's my pleasure. In the name of God, I would like also to say hello to your viewers, and thank you for the chance given to me to talk about the latest achievements in nanotech in Iran.
Thank you, sir. Before we get into our discussion proper, let's take a listen to our narration. Stay with us. Secretary of Iran Nanotechnology Initiative Council, INIC, Dr. Saeed Sarkar, says the country ranks first in the region and eighth in the world in science production in the field of nanotechnology. Sarkar says the production of nanoscience in the country has such a growing trend that Iran's rank improved by around 50 places between 2000 and 2012. According to INIC chief, more than 15,000 experts and researchers are currently working in the nanoscience domain in the country. Top priorities of the INIC are set to include energy, health, water, environment, and construction. There are currently 57 nano-related laboratories up and running across the country. The country established Iran Nanotechnology Initiative Council, INIC, in 2003 to promote the nation's international ranking among the countries enjoying cutting-edge nanotechnology. Iran has made considerable growth in nanotechnology over the recent years, and the country produces a wide range of nanomaterials. Nanotechnology is believed to be able to create many new materials and devices with a vast range of applications, such as in science, in medicine, electronics, biomaterials, and energy production. Welcome back. Dr. Beytullahi, would you please start our program by telling us more about Iran Nano 2013, sir?
Okay, every year INIC set up an exhibition to actually demonstrate the latest achievements of Iran in the field of nanotech, and also for networking between scientists, investors, and entrepreneurs and companies. This year we had this event by participation of more than 170 booths from various industrial sectors like textile, agriculture, nanomaterial, health, building, and also nanotech instruments. And meanwhile, there were some sections devoted to innovative products, which we just this year actually planned for it. And also, we had a section which is called Public Show, which actually demonstrate various activities going on to the public. And we had one section which was devoted to the pupils, the students, you know, at high schools, which they can show their achievements and demonstrate their activities. So a bunch of different activities. And apart from all these sectors that we had top 10 actually section, which in this event we give award to best top 10 scientists, to the best 10 industries, to the best 10 media who have been active on public awareness or you know, a public promotion in nanotech area, and also the successful companies. So it's a bunch of different activities going on, and every year we set up such event. And apart from Iranian actually companies and or research institutes or universities who had booths there to demonstrate their activities, we had also booths for some other countries. We had some participants from some other countries, like actually Korea, like Lebanon, and also Russia, and so also Hungary. And so there, as I mentioned, there are different sort of activities just to network people, to work with each other.
Link them together.
And link them together, yes.
Right, great. Dr. Beytullahi, would you tell us about the most important achievements, the most important products unveiled at this year's Iran Nano 2013?
Okay, if I emphasize on a couple of the most important one, I would say there are two nanomedicines which are very close to being commercialized. It's at the end of all of the examinations that are normally, you know, carried out, which is, again, one of them is another anti-cancer medicine. You may know that last year we introduced an anti-cancer medicine.
That's right.
Nanodoxazone is already in the Iranian market, and a couple of other countries have contacted us to register this drug, this anti-cancer medicine in their market. And this year, we demonstrated the very latest achievements that we had on nanomedicine, that is nanocrosamine. It's an anti-cancer medicine, soon will be in the market. And also another nanomedicine, for leishmania. This is a disease that normally in most of the developing country people face with that. That by insecting, by biting an insect, people get a scar on their face.
Permanent
one, which is very difficult to remove it. And there's not a very easy remedy for that.
That's right.
So based on the research being carried out in one of our universities, the medicine is being developed. And we hope that by next year, early in the next year, we will introduce these to the market. Apart from those, also for nanofilters, for example, are power generator plants.
That's right. They
use filters, and by incorporating the nanofilters into their actually generators, the efficiency of power generation increases. So one of our companies has developed this technology, and now one of our big car filter makers are producing it, and as is already, this is being entered into the market. Or the masks for removal of pollutants from the air. There are many actually products that I can just give you examples, but these are just a couple of few of the most important amongst them.
Dr. Betoli, how impressive are Iran's nano achievements as compared to that of the leading nations in this particular scientific field?
Actually, in terms of science generation, Iran's rank is the 8th in the world. So it is amongst the most important countries in terms of the science generation. But apart from the science generation, we are very active and in the technology development in this sector. Currently, we have more than 350 companies who have more than 120 products already introduced into the market. And they are active in various fields, as I mentioned to you, in textile industry, in agricultural industries, in the health sector, building sector.
That's right.
In many industrial sectors,
car
they have
sector,
products.
The
yes,
automobile.
And automobile, yes, sectors, they have already products. And so for this reason, actually every year, Iran is formally invited in a very important nanotech exhibition, like Japan Nanotech, like Korean Nanotech,
right.
like China Nanotech. And this is based on the actually well-known activities that we have and quite good, I would say, level of nanotech and nano industry in Iran.
Great. Dr. Betoli, what was noticeable in this year's particular festival was that after years of quantitative growth, we witnessed qualitative growth and achievements. This was very noticeable. Give us your take on this particular trend, sir.
Sure. If I just, before answering to your question, if I just remind you that this year, fortunately, we were celebrating our 10th year of activities in nanotech in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
During the last 10 years, when we started from a very, I would say, a scratch. And started initiating various programs based on our national initiative program.
Right.
We started initiating some infrastructures that we need to move on. We invested heavily on human resource development. Currently, we have more than 16,000 educated people above MSc who have been trained in this area. The number of universities that now are providing PhD courses are more than 15. With a specific curriculum in nanotech, and 35 universities are providing MSc courses. So human resource development has been one area of our focus. The infrastructure, nanolab network, for example, nano standardization, nano safety network, and such actually infrastructure during the last 10 years has been developed.
Great.
And now we are in a stage of actually further development and commercialization of nanotech products. And the reason is that we want to have a sort of substitute for our resource-based economy. As you know, Iran used to be and still its economy is in fact based on resources, natural resources.
Oil, in particular.
Exactly,
yes.
Particularly oil. But we know that we will run out of oil as a major resource for Iran. So we need to substitute our economy with some other means. And based on our fifth national economic development plan, there has been a lot of emphasis on knowledge-based economy. So nanotech is one of them. So now we are in a stage of further development of nanotechnology as a substitute for the products that are conventionally made in Iran. And we know that most of them is relying on our resources.
That's right.
Which would not last long. So yes, this is a plan that we are shifting towards, as I mentioned and I emphasized, towards further commercialization of nanotech products. And such exhibition acts as a platform to show in which stage we are. And you know, showing off to the outside world or to our people in Iran that in which stage we are.
Great. Dr. Betoli, we're going to give you a breather. Joining us on the program, we have the pleasure of having Dr. Azad Omrani. He's a nanotech entrepreneur, one of those, the leaders of one of those 350 companies producing one of those 120 products in this particular field. Dr. Omrani, thank you for joining us.
Me too. Thank you very much for your invitation, and I send greetings to you, the viewers, and the audience, and particularly your guest, Professor Betoli.
Thank you. Dr. Omrani, as one of the entrepreneurs in this particular field who's invested and is producing products, tell us more about your field of activity. What do you produce? And tell us, what was your incentive? What was your motivation in investing in this particular field?
Our activities are focused in the field of applications of nanotechnology in the field of agriculture and the food industry. Mm-hmm. We have developed a new technology to protect the fruits and vegetables against dangerous gases such as ethylene, and also protect them against fungi and other lethal effects. Our technology is being used in the supply chain of fruits and vegetables and protects fruits against spoilage and decay. By application of this technology, we can remove the ethylene gas in the storage area and increase the shelf life of the fruits and vegetables. It is application of the nanotechnology. Our products has a better efficiency and better absorption capacity other than the other competitors in the world. Right now, this technology is being normally used by the fruit exporters and growers and importers also. And they make benefits by saving their fruits against spoilage and decay.
Thank you. Dr. Omrani, how has your product been welcomed? How has it been received by farmers and fruit producers in Iran? Has it been a success? Has it been a hit with farmers so far?
You know, the penetration of the new technologies in the agriculture sector is very difficult, and the people in the field of agriculture, they are practical people, and it is a difficult job to introduce nanotechnology to this sector. But thanks God, right now our technology is being developed in this market, and the farmers, growers, and exporters use this technology and make benefits by application of this technology, because by application of this technology, they reduce the weight loss and increase the shelf life of the fruits, because we are in the harvest time of the fruits, we have a lot of supply and fixed demand. By application of this technology, we can make a balance between supply and demand, and by this balance, both consumers and the producers make benefit to have high quality products and in a reasonable price. And By this technology, they have the power to control the supply of fruits and vegetables and control the market. It is the success of our technology in the market, and right now the exporters, by application of the technology, have the opportunity to send their fruits to far distances, to far countries, and make benefits to launch their fruits to the new markets.
Thank you, Dr. Azad Omrani. We wish you best of luck, sir. Thank you for having joined our program. Before we continue our discussion with Dr. Beitullahi in the studio, we're going to show you a report on the 6th International Exhibition and Festival on Nanotechnology in Iran. Stay with us.
Welcome to another edition of Spectrum Iran. It's a beautiful autumn morning, and we've decided to take you to Tehran Permanent International Exhibition Center. But this time, it's the 6th International Iran Nanotechnology Exhibition 2013. So please do stay with us, because we have a lot of good news for you. Come with me. As you see, the exhibition is always held in one of the biggest halls of this center, known as the Persian Gulf Center. So let's get inside and take a look. With the managing director of the exhibition, Dr. Hamid Afshari. We have a couple of questions to ask him. Well, doctor, can you brief us a little bit about the exhibition?
Now we are in the 6th International Nanotechnology Festival. Our festival contains four parts. One including the International Forum in Nanotechnology Economic that started in 2nd of October. And second, the exhibition and practical application, yeah. And public show for showing some products for people. More than 173 companies and related organizations participated in our exhibition, and more than 80 companies now are here.
Local or international?
18 local and 5 international, like Korea, Russia, Romania, and Lebanon. Participated in our exhibition. They have 5 booths, and our companies work in many fields. We can contain them in seven categories, like, for example, textile industry, health industry, agriculture industry, construction industry, and like this. And we can see that many of our companies now commercialize their products in field of nanotechnology.
For me, I am a nanotechnologist. I'm professor of pharmaceutical nanotechnology. For me, is really overwhelming the progress and the development in recent years. Of course, for a commoner, for someone who is not aware or who does not have scientific background, definitely is a real breakthrough, because you can see all equipment, products, nanoproducts, and the use of nanotechnology in different fields. For me, it is amazing, because as a scientist, I've been involved in research projects in nanodrug delivery. I have had many students, PhD students, working in targeted drug delivery using nanotechnology-based systems. To see these research materialized and to see nanodrugs in the market in Iran, and I visited one booth, they have developed several nanodrugs, nano-based technology drugs. One nanoliposomal anti-cancer drugs, the other one is anti-leishmaniosis, which is unfortunately common in Iran, but the drug is a breakthrough globally. It's not a copy of other drugs in the world. It's a real product, which is, as I checked the results with the officials in the booth, they have 95% success in treating leishmaniosis, and we don't have a product in the world such as this drug. So I'm really amazed and overwhelmed with the progress we have had in recent years in nanotechnology.
Event includes the market corridors, forums, award ceremonies, workshops, and also the pavilions, all to demonstrate industrial achievements, research potentials, and to raise public awareness in the areas such as healthcare, energy and petroleum sector, textile industry, and also agriculture and food industry.
Actually, this having this exhibition, we have provided a unique environment for, industry and university to meet each other and look at their mutual demands. And actually, knowledge-based companies have an opportunity to meet the industry, and also universities have a collaboration with knowledge-based companies, and also to have an environment to provide a network even among these companies to work with each other and also to enhance their market. We had many foreign visitors that by having our products, they are very keen for marketing these products in their own country, because they see all these products have very high quality, and also regarding the price, they are very competitive.
People have come to visit the place. University professors, researchers, students, and also the ordinary people have come to this place. Till the next program and the new event, goodbye.
Welcome back to Spectrum Iran. We're joined on the program by Dr. Ali Baitullahi, one of the leading experts of nanotechnology in the country. Dr. Baitullahi, Having seen this report, I'd like to ask you, to what do you attribute this success story of nanotechnology in Iran, sir?
This is a very good question. I think this is related to having a comprehensive program, I would say, that we could initiate as our nanotechnology initiative program, which has considered many related aspects for the development of nanotech in Iran. For example, the program considers the public awareness section, for example, the infrastructure, human resource development, and technology development. And we have initiated a 10-year plan, which is a focus program and considers all these aspects of development. You know, for a country like Iran as a developing country, in order to enter in this very advanced and new area without having a comprehensive program, it could have not been possible to have such achievements in a very short period of time, being as the eighth, getting the, or attaining the eighth rank in the world, or having more than 300 companies, or the infrastructure that we have developed in various ministries. For example, we have Nano FDA of Iran, which is an institution looking after the certificates related to the EHS issues of Nanotech Prolark, or Nano Safety Network, or Iran Nano Lab Network. In Iran, we have actually involved even kids at the schools in nanotech. Even in this exhibition, as I mentioned before, we have this public show.
That's right.
40 projects being actually presented by students at the schools.
High schools,
or,
that's right.
Iran is the only country in the whole in the world who has set up Nano Olympiad. This year we had the fourth
one. That's
so
right.
It's a comprehensive program considering different aspects of nanotech development in Iran.
At different stages.
And different stages. This, I think, has been the main reason that we could manage to actually reach to a very good position, but I should emphasize that we are in the early stage.
Right.
Still, we have a long way ahead of us, and we need to focus more on the commercialization and business development in this area. And because of that, actually, in order to echo the sound of, you know, nano commercialization importance in Iran, we actually hold the Nanotechnology Economy Forum just 2 days before the exhibition.
International Festival. That was the next question I was going to put to you, sir, about this Nanotechnology Economic Forum. What were the goals, and tell us about the achievements of this two-day forum prior to the actual international festival.
Right. Actually, the aim of this forum was to increase the awareness of the researchers, scientists, investors, to the very important issues related to the nano-commercialization. For example, the issues like investment, the issue like marketing, the issues like funding in this area, branding, and
venture capital.
Venture capital, exactly.
Risk management.
These are all the important aspects that unless you pay enough attention to them, the commercialization would not come true. So we had a two-day program. More than 31 actually keynote speakers we had. And one main part of the program was a panel discussion. Just to involve more, you know, and engage more our scientists, researchers, and those who are not much aware of such aspects to involve into these, you know, issues. We had discussion panels related to venture capital business, to valuation of early stage companies, the role of financial institutions in nanotech development, industrial adoption of nanotech, success stories, nano marketing, and nano branding. These were seven sections actually run as a discussion panel. So that was a venue giving the chance to the investors, to the scientists, to the researchers, to know more about these important issues.
Right.
So this was this happened in 2 days, and more than 350 people took part in this event. We had also two key international keynote speakers, one from US, one from Singapore, who presented their activities in these areas.
Dr. Bertolai, what were the feedbacks and the impressions you got? We had 350 Iranian experts and, as you said, keynote speakers from abroad. What was the feedback you got? Was it a success?
I think such events help to our researchers to be aware of the complexity of high-tech development, mm-hmm. because it's a very, very intricate process until you get an idea towards a product being commercialized, because various steps need to be taken in order one idea go to the market.
That's right.
So normally in most of the countries, scientists and researchers are not that aware of such steps and such activities. So we set up this event, and we had very good feedback from the researchers and scientists. They were very happy that such event has happened. Of course, last year we had a sort of similar activity just at the same time that we had the fifth Nano Festival in Iran, which was another event that took place. And this is going to be a sort of serial forum to be taken every year, just to act as a platform,
right.
to increase the awareness of the people who want or they are interested to involve in this area.
Great. Professor Bertolai, in moving towards this knowledge-based economy, tell us what is the nanotechnology's vision and roadmap, both in short term and long term, sir?
Okay. As I mentioned before, in the first 10 years, we took some steps to set up the right infrastructure to develop the necessary human capital. And now we are in a stage of nano industry development, mm-hmm. further development. And this is stage we need to back up and help our companies in terms of their R&D work, in terms of their marketing, helping branding,
financing.
So in this stage, we are more focused on such issues. And I'm sure that in the next 10 or 20 years, we will definitely see the impact of nano economy on our existing economy. But for sure, this is a long-term process. And by considering that this technology is an emerging technology.
That's right.
I mean, if you compare the products that have been demonstrated in our exhibition with what has been already demonstrated, for example, or being demonstrated in Nanotech Japan, in Korea, Nanotech, or the rest of it.
Singapore, that's right.
Or other countries, you see the same sort of products that are in the market. So fortunately, by having a timely program,
right.
the situation of nanotech in Iran is quite good. But as I mentioned, there's a long way ahead of us. And we feel that by the infrastructure that has been developed, by the human capital that has been trained, okay. we are in the right track.
Thank you, Professor Bertolai. And that's all the time we have for this additional Spectrum Iran. Special thanks to our special guest for his time and input. We had the pleasure of being joined in the studio by Dr. Ali Bertolai, Iran Nano Forum Chairman and Director of INIC's International Relations and Collaboration Committee. Professor Bertolai, thank you for having taken part in our program, sir.
I thank you also for the chance given to me to speak about our latest achievements.
It was a pleasure. I'd like to thank our viewers for staying tuned. A goodbye and God bless.